Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A drag queen storytime reader was once charged with child sex assault. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, this occurred in a Houston public library, and I don't know if you've been following this, but there is this trend that's taking place across the country motivated by the LGBT agenda. And they found it as an interesting, easy way to indoctrinate and capture the hearts of your children. They go to these public libraries, and they dress up, obviously, in clownish kinds of costume. Exaggerated makeup, exaggerated wigs or hair, exaggerated dressed. And they then sit down and read to your little kids stories and their pro-LGBT stories. And so Houston Public Library opened up its facilities for such a circus as this. The problem here, in addition to the underlying issue of allowing that in the first place, is this person, Holly, his name is Albert Alfonso Garcia. This so-called cross-dresser transsexual refers to himself as a drag queen dressing up in the clownish kind of exaggerated outfits, sitting down in this Houston library, reading to the little children. Well, guess what? This 32-year-old was, in fact, convicted or charged with child sexual assault. And he's the one who had access to the little kids.
A big oops here. They regretted to check his background, and which is part supposed to be the standard to put, you know, to have someone working with children, you're supposed to check a back, you know, have a background check. They didn't do that. Problem here.
Yeah, so this 32-year-old was last seen reading to children at the Montrose Library in September 2018. This is a Houston public library. If you remember the lesbian Houston mayor some years ago that wanted to subpoena the notes of pastors to see if they were preaching against the sexual orientation proposed policy there, literally wanted to subpoena them. So this is that same area where you've had some very open, frankly radical, anti-religious liberty public officials that ultimately were challenged, by the way. But this is Houston. And they said, well, we're going to allow this. And they didn't apologize for the fact that they even allowed some drag queen, as hideous as that is, to read to the children. They apologized for saying, whoops, we didn't do a background check, so we missed it. Well, you know, ABC 13, the local news, the eyewitness news there, learned that Garcia, this 32-year-old drag queen, was charged with child sexual assault in 2008. According to the records, his victim was a child under the age of 14 years. And this drag queen, Garza, was there reading to kids, a person who's been charged with sexual assault. You know, this is not
I'm
only...
I'm speechless.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What do you say to something like this? You know, the fact of the matter is, find out what's going on in your public library, because somehow this LGBT agenda ultimately use these public libraries as gathering places to indoctrinate your kids.
You know, Matt, there's an article the GLBT Book Club has published, and it's talking about, do you want to work for a library in a small rural conservative community? And it has lists of ways that you can get involved and to indoctrinate these children, like tips and tricks to become a secret librarian advocate operative. Invite LGBT community partners. Sneakily fit stuff into current programs. Creatively encourage inclusive collection development. firmly defend LGBT items in your collection and be a walking, talking, safe space. I mean, all this you're talking to children, and they're saying, so if you're not doing a drag queen story time yet, but you're probably doing regular old story time, right? Try to sneak in inclusive messages into your programs.
Yeah, I mean, this is a shocking article here.
Yes.
It's literally by this group, the GLBT Book Month Program. And they're giving you instructions and ideas on how you can infiltrate the public libraries and actually do a drag queen story time. Now, for the little kids, they might think that someone just looks like a clown.
Right.
Because I don't know if you've seen some of these. Some of them look very clownish.
They scare me.
They'll have, you know, multicolored wigs.
They're men some dressed up like that,
are,
yeah?
They're men. Thanks. Dressed up as women with exaggerated makeup.
Yeah.
And so some of them are very bizarre looking. So the kids are then sitting down around these people in the chair reading from a book. And, you know, the books they're going to read are not just your typical books that you might have read when you were little. These are indoctrination books. The whole thing is designed to capture the children. You know, I read from an article sometimes that was published some years ago in The Advocate, which is a pro-homosexual LGBT publication. And it says, whoever captures the youth owns the future. And it's a long-time, well-known understanding that the youth are the future. If you want to change the future, you capture the hearts of the youth. That's why they're going after these little children, to break down these barriers and indoctrinate your kids. When you're having your kids go to the library, you're thinking, well, maybe this is a good place. They can go there and read. You may be picking them up a little bit later. You may be reading or picking up books in another place. You may think it's just fun and games. It's not fun and games. Find out what's going on. It's indoctrination of your children.
Here's an example of how they sneak in the messages. Okay, so for example, they say, if you're reading a book about a mama bear and a papa bear, maybe when you read it, you just change it to be about two papa bears. Or if you're reading a book about a rabbit who likes to get dirty and play sports, maybe when you read it, you pointedly say it's a girl's rabbit. If there are characters in a book where the gender is identified or irrelevant, feel free to play and change it up. Chances are kids and families won't even notice, but for that same-sex family or gender nonconforming child who does, it will really mean a lot to them to know their librarian has their back. Oh,
yeah,
dear.
And if you want to try to get these books into the library, it says if your library is resistant to letting you do a display or program, they may be resistant to purchasing materials with LGBT themes. Find out the best way to reach your library's acquisitions specialist and then request LGBT books, movies, and music. Anything that is received with positive reviews or been listed in the top 100 list or won awards, because that will help you. Now, this, Holly, is just an illustration of what will happen across the country. Not so much that you have to have someone read that has sexual assaults, but that you'll have to open up these facilities to this kind of nonsense and dangerous gatherings that are designed solely to indoctrinate your children. If the bill known as H.R. 5 that has been introduced in the U.S. House, it's the so-called Equality Act, if that's ultimately passed, that's why I encourage everyone to go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/HR5, because that bill would elevate sexual orientation and gender identity to the same protected category as race.
And Matt, this wouldn't just be libraries aimed toward children. It's going to be schools, Christian and public schools. All this kind of indoctrination will be happening.
Right. And so in this particular case, say, for example, if this bill was passed, H.R. 5, think of it this way. If the person came up and they wanted to read stories and they're a person of a certain race and the library says, well, we don't allow people of that race to read stories to children, it would be racial discrimination. If someone who is a drag queen says, we want to be able to read stories to these children, they wouldn't be able to say, that's not appropriate for the age, because again, it would be to the same protected category as race. These kinds of things would proliferate around the country, and it will affect you. It will affect your churches if H.R. 5 is passed. This is just an illustration of what's going on with these drag queen story time in the public libraries. Find out what's happening in your public library, but go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/HR5, for more information on this law. Become educated and then raise your voice on this issue.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.